Time now to have a chat to another man who's excited about feature races, not coming up on Saturday, but coming up on the first Tuesday in November. And I speak of Scott Darby from Darby Racing after Goldman won his way into the Melbourne Cup on Saturday.
Still clear by three lengths to Swords Drawn. Solcombe and New Spirit. Goldman at the 150. 2.5 lengths Swords Drawn, Solcombe. But it's Goldman going great guns for Geordie Childs. An up-and-coming stayer. Goldman won it brilliantly. Solcombe in second. Third in the race.
Well, he was the talk of the weekend. Goldman with that stunning performance at Flemington and the Roy Higgins. The first horse to have consolidated and confirmed his spot in the Lexus Melbourne Cup, and he did it so impressively. And for Scott Darby from Darby Racing, it is the dream that everyone wants, a Melbourne Cup runner, and he's the favourite. So who knows? They could be staring down winning Australia's most famous race in a few months' time, and it's great to catch up with Scott this morning. How are you, Scott?
Oh, on top of the world, Michael. Thanks for having us. Great weekend. As you said, dream come true, and the owners are absolutely buzzing.
I bet they are. How many owners have you actually got in Goldman?
Oh, look, I think there's just a tick over 20, ranging from sort of 1.5% right up to 20%. Very diverse group with a couple of people from New Zealand, and they're from around Australia. So quite a few of them have been with us before, but I tell you what, look, we're known for our Golden Slipper feats and Melbourne Cups and things like that. Seemed a bit out of our league until the imports came along. And, oh, man, dreaming of Melbourne winning a Melbourne Cup, I didn't think it ever happened, but certainly on the doorstep.
How did you find him? Because he's by a sire that no one really has heard of. He's come out of New Zealand, and he's just hit Australia with an unbelievable record and looked unbelievable from the very start in a low-grade Kembla Grange race. So did you have the expectation that he would get to where he has so quickly?
No, and it is a good story how we purchased him because, look, we'd had syndications with the Waterhouse and Botstable before, and as you do with the ebbs and flows of syndication, we had a little bit of a break there, and we got approached a little time back if we'd be interested in syndicating an import with them, and said, yeah, what have you got? And said, Robbie Waterhouse does his ratings on all the imports and whatnot, and he really likes his horse, White Marlin. So we put White Marlin up to our agent in Europe, and he said, look, Robbie might be very good with his ratings, but I don't think this horse will suit physically Australia. So we knocked her on the head, and obviously we saw him come out and dominate, and I stick it into the agent every now and then. But it was late November last year, and it was Bruce Slade who chased us up and said, look, Robbie really likes his horse, Goldman, in New Zealand. Are you interested in syndicating? I know you want to get back with the Waterhouse Stable. And I said, I kept thinking about White Marlin. I thought, let's have a look at this horse. I heard about Robbie's thoughts on it, and we had my racing manager of New Zealand went and had a look at it physically, but I had a look at the breeding and the race record. The race record was quite good, but the breeding, you just never heard of, really. And I thought, I just kept thinking of White Marlin, and I thought, we'll have a crack with this, and I want to do more tried horses. We obviously do quite a few Europeans, but, you know, to grab a New Zealand horse, Gaze had great success with those over the time. So it was a bit of a leap of faith, because I went totally on what Robbie had to say about the horse and his thoughts on its ratings after four starts over there in New Zealand.
How much did he cost?
It was 165 New Zealand, which wasn't dear. He had four starts over there for two wins and an unlucky third. But I think the thing we really liked about him when we had a look at him physically, he really did look like that athlete, that real staying type of horse. The pedigree suggested staying, but to do what he's done, I mean, when you buy these types of horses for your syndicate, you're really hoping you can sort of hit that Saturday grade. And if you get beyond that, it's a bit of a bonus. Because obviously, the Saturday race is worth a lot of money these days. And that's your first point of call when buying a horse like this. If you can get a Saturday class horse, you're doing really well, especially at that money.
Well, he's already doubled his price so far in three starts, and he's got a ticket into the Melbourne Cup. So now you can sit back, you can relax, you're guaranteed a run. It's just about how you get there. So have yourself and Gay turned your thoughts to what the spring might look like for Goldman?
I'm sure they'll be in touch with the program, you know, over the next few months, but not really. I mean, look, Melbourne Cups hasn't sort of been our... we've had a runner in the Melbourne Cup before, and, look, I think it'd possibly be about protecting that weight now that you've got a golden ticket. You don't have to qualify. So someone was saying you'll get in with roughly 51, 51.5, and probably steering those races where you won't get a weight penalty is what I've been told. So I'm sure probably be the traditional route, I would say, through the Turnbull and Caulfield Cups or something like that. But I'll leave all that to Gaye and Adrian.
It's an exciting problem to have. And, look, I'm not too sure if you're familiar with Matt Stewart's work. He's known as one of the very good judges down here, or he could be a Moz. But this is what he had to say yesterday about Goldman.
If it doesn't step on a rusty nail, Goldman will win the Melbourne Cup.
So does that give you more confidence?
I tell you what, geez, we've got to make sure the nails are not lying around. But that's a pretty bold statement there. But, look, You touched on before, what did you think you're buying? And obviously after his trials here in Australia, he was quite dour in them, and we turned up at Kembla and no one was really saying anything. It was more just to wait and see what he can do. But we won by 5.5 lengths. I must say, I walked away from there. I've been in racing a long time, and I thought we had something special from the moment he won that lowly race at Kembla, and he backed it up at Warwick Farm. So he might be on the money there. I think he's a pretty special horse. He's going to furnish a lot in this spell, especially with the Australian weather and Gaye and Adrian's speeding regime, you know, from the start. So, yeah, he could be one right out of the box. That's the feel I get.
You got another pretty nice stayer at the moment going around called King Frankel, who's one of the leading contenders in the Sydney Cup as well. So it's been, as you mentioned, the syndication of Golden Slipper winners now to a couple of potential Sydney-Melbourne Cup winners.
Yeah, it's really changed. I mean, we've been going for 15 years and had 8 Slipper runners, won it and run second and fifth, and that's what we're all about. And all of a sudden, it's with the ability to be able to import these Europeans and New Zealand horses, our business has certainly turned around from sprint races to stay races. I mean, we still buy plenty of yearlings, but just having a great run with the imports. And for the Hubie de Burg, who is our bloodstock agent over in Europe, the one I like to dig about, White Marlin, he got this one right for sure in King Frankel. It's a really good purse. I think we only paid 90,000 euros. And, you know, Group 1 placed that it's just his second preparation here in Australia. He's got it all ahead of him.
Are you confident 3,200 metres into a Sydney Cup? Is that the plan from the Tancred?
That's definitely where he's going. I'm not confident. I know Hubie's not confident on pedigree, but Mark Newnham's supremely confident, particularly at the weight. He'll run 32. His pedigree suggests more 2,000, 2,400 tops. But, look, that's it all changes when they come here to Australia. Some of them run shorter journeys. You see some of them are bred to run 32, and they're more mile horses. So, look, Mark is really, really confident. He's got a good set of lungs on him. His preparation's been spot on. Mark's been spot on. It's going to be a shame to see him go to Hong Kong. He's so on point with what he's got to say to the ownership group. He said all along that this is the target for Sydney Cup with the lightweight. He said Saturday he'll definitely run top four. So far, so good for King Frankel.
Well, we look forward to seeing him in a Sydney Cup, and you've still got a few nice sprinters. You've got Overpass in the TJ this weekend. It's going to be a hot TJ. What's your expectations?
Look, he's been gelded since the Everest. He's probably the forgotten horse. No one's mentioned him at all, and rightly so. That is it's an extremely strong race. But I tell you what, Bjorn is he's really come back well. We've kind of been waiting for that breakout moment with him. He's been all, you know, first up last time in the shorts. He was second to Nature Strip, which won him the slot in the Everest. And, look, they'll know he's there. He's got a very, very good fresh record. In fact, his first and second runs each preparation have been his best. We're expecting, you know, be right in the thick of the finish, but can see that it is probably one of the best sprint races since the Everest this year.
Scott, you've been one of the leading syndicators in Australia for a number of years. Is it just as popular as what it has been in say 5-6 years ago, or is it getting tougher to get new racehorse owners involved with, I suppose, the current climate with increase in interest rates and the squeeze on discretional dollars for most people? What's it like at the moment?
Look, right at the moment, it obviously is a bit tough with the interest rates. It's really affecting sort of your mums and dads and the lower end into the middle end of the market. The landscape's changed a lot since we started 15 years ago. It's never been more popular, but there are a lot more syndicators. And I think in the day, syndicators would get on TV, radio, that's how you'd sell your shares. But the social media has changed that. Most of your trainers are now syndicators. So whilst it's a very vibrant market still, you know, there's many, many opportunities. There's many more people doing it, so it makes it a lot tougher. And particularly, you know, when we had COVID, we thought that was going to be the end of racing and syndicating. I thought we'd be going out backwards, but that was actually some of our best time to syndicate, as it turned out. But look, it's really tough at the moment, and you just got to sort of work through that and work with your good clients to try and get them done.
Well, there's no better advertising than good horses, and that's what you've got at the moment. We're excited to see Goldman heading towards a Melbourne Cup. It's very early now, but he is the favourite, so dreams are made of that stuff. So we will look forward to following his progression over the next few months. Good luck this weekend and the Sydney Cup as well with King Frankel.
Much appreciated. Thanks for your support.